The Sabbath School. Vital godliness is a principle to be cultivated. The power of God can accomplish for us that which all the systems in the world cannot effect. The perfection of Christian character depends wholly upon the grace and strength found alone in God. Without the power of grace upon the heart, assisting our efforts, and sanctifying our labors, we shall fail of saving our own souls, and in saving the souls of others. System and order are highly essential, but none should receive the impression that these will do the work without the grace and power of God operating upon the mind and heart. Heart and flesh would fail in the round of ceremonies, and in the carrying out of our plans without the power of God to inspire and give courage to perform. The Sabbath School at Battle Creek was made the one great theme of interest with Brother Bell. It absorbed the minds of youth, while other religious duties were neglected. Frequently, after the Sabbath School was closed, the superintendent, a number of the teachers, and quite a number of scholars would return home to rest. They felt that their burden for the day was ended, and they had no further duty. When the bell sounded forth the hour for public service, as the people left their homes for the house of worship, they would meet a large portion of the school passing to their homes. And however important the meeting, the interest of a large share of the Sabbath School could not be awakened to take any pleasure in the instruction given by the minister upon important Bible subjects. While many of the children did not attend public service, some that remained were not advantaged by the word spoken, for they felt that it was a wearisome tax. There should be discipline and order in our Sabbath schools. Children who attend these schools should prize the privileges they enjoy. They should be required to observe the regulations of the Sabbath school. And even greater care should be taken by the parents that their children should have their scripture lessons learned more perfectly than their lessons in the common schools. If parents and children see no necessity for this interest, then the children might better remain at home. For the Sabbath school will fail to prove a blessing to them. Parents and children should work in harmony with teachers and superintendent, thus giving evidence that they appreciate the labor put forth for them. Parents should have an especial interest in the religious education of their children, that they may have a more thorough knowledge of the Scriptures. There are many children who plead a lack of time as a reason why their Sabbath school lessons are not learned. There are but few who cannot find time to learn their lessons if they have an interest in them. Some devote time to amusement and sightseeing, while others devote time to the needless trimming of their dress for display, thus cultivating pride and vanity. The precious hours thus prodigally spent is God's time, for which they must render an account to Him. The hours spent in needless ornamentation, or in amusements and idle conversation, will with every work be brought into judgment.